Blog Talk Radio.
It's 3 o'clock and it's that time for the Financial Literacy Ride. Welcome to Build, Grow, and Enjoy with me, your host, Kalithia Jenkins. So go grab your pen, pencil, and don't forget the paper, and get ready for your journey for the next 30 minutes.
It's a beautiful day here in ATL on 11-17-2010 at the hour of 3 p.m. here on Build, Grow, and Enjoy, WIGO 1570 AM Delight. Today, we got the West Side in the house, financial expert Carlton Lennon of One Stop Financial. How are you, Carlton?
I'm doing wonderful, Kalithia, wonderful. Thank you for having me on the show.
Well, thank you for stopping in. Thank you for stopping in. It's a pleasure to have you because there's so much response of from people wanting to hear what you have to say. So, you know, today, everybody, Carlton will be speaking to everyone about, you know, classic mistakes investors make in investment portfolio management. I'm sure there will be tons of questions that would like to be answered on this subject. So make sure you guys feel free to call in at 404-361-1571 or 347-215-8709. You can also come and join buildgrowandenjoy.com and chat live with Carlton. But before we get started, I would like to give everyone a heads up, The new year is around the corner, and we all know what that means. That means new beginnings, fresh starts. And here at Build, Grow, and Enjoy, we support prosperity and growth 110%. So I would like to say to all, get ready for your opportunity in 2011. Get your business plans ready because I am in search of aspiring business owners in need of funding for your businesses. Yes, I'm going to say that again. I am in search of aspiring business owners in need of funding for your business. I want to help. I'm working out the details to assist, but be ready. Join buildgrowandenjoy.com for updates and just continue to listen in to the show. Looks like I'm going to have a target date of January, but listen in and join because I do want to help. We are going to take a quick break, and Carlton will be sharing information we all want to hear. So go get your pen and paper, and we will be right back.
Hi, I'm Michael Wilkinson, the CEO of Leadership Strategies, the facilitation company. We provide training in facilitation skills. We also provide professional facilitators to run strategic planning sessions and issue resolution sessions. You can reach us on the web at www.leadstrat.com or at 1-800-824-2850. If you want masterful meetings, contact Leadership Strategy, the facilitation company.
Hi, I'm Stacy Mitchell at Self Support Inc. We help establish better relationships by making professional cold calls for your sales and marketing efforts. For more information, contact me, Stacy Mitchell, Self Support Inc.,
770-814-8085. Hello, I'm Kinette Reed, owner of Kinette Reed & Associates. We provide organizations such as yours a source for experience and need-specific outsourced training to improve employee performance, productivity, and engagement. For information on the ways in which we can supplement your organization's current training offerings, contact me, Kinette Reed, at 678-344-6373 or visit our website at www.kinettereed.com.
Hi, this is Ron Clark, author of The Essential 55 and subject of the TNT movie, The Ron Clark Story. I'm currently starting a school here in Atlanta for 5th through 8th grade students. And through this school, we are going to revitalize education not only in Georgia, but all around the world. It's going to be amazing. To learn more, please visit our website, www.ronclarkacademy.com.
We are back, and I have Carlton Lennon, financial expert. expert to speak on investment portfolio management and mistakes investors make. Thank you again, Carlton, for joining us. Are you there?
I am here.
Well, I'm not going to waste no time. I'm going to let you get right to it because people are just ready to hear what you have to share. Like I said, the lines are open, everyone, 404-361-1571 or 347-215-8709. But even better, you can come to buildgrowandenjoy.com and join Carlton in live chat. So tell us, Carlton, who you are, your background, and how do you assist people financially?
Okay, thank you again for having me on the show. My name is Carlton Lennon. I am the Senior Vice President of Operations here with One Stop Financial on the West Coast. I have been in the financial services for 20 years, have worked for the largest financial brokerage insurance companies in the world, companies such as AXA Advisors, Wachovia Securities, Prudential Securities, Dean Witter, Morgan Stanley, banks like Citizens Business Bank and Bank of the Sierra. I have a very versatile, diverse background, and it has led me to the philosophies that I have today, the background that I've had over the years. Like I said, currently we are headquartered in Bakersfield, California, but we will be expanding this concept that I developed 5 years ago. And this concept is basically was developed with the premise of simplifying the process of building wealth. After spending 16 years on Wall Street, I realized that building wealth in the greatest country of the world was just way too difficult. So I wanted to build an organization that would simplify that process, and voila, that's why we're here.
Okay. Well, I think we got a caller on the line already. Let's go ahead and take the caller. Caller, are you there? I think we got a caller, Carlton. Hold on, it's coming through. Hello, is the caller there?
Hello?
Caller? Hello?
Yes, hello, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello, hey, this is James Braswell. I'm calling from Raleigh, North Carolina. And actually, I think I chatted with you a couple of days ago. How are you? I'm just calling in, hopefully get some good information here. I'm an entrepreneur myself, and I'm always looking to learn more and have a background myself in mortgages and insurance, so definitely would like to hear what Carlton has to say today. So I have
okay,
a question right now.
Thank you. That's awesome. Well, make sure you go online also and get into the chat with us so that way you can kind of follow us too. It's the best way of doing it because, you know, the time is limited here. But thank you for joining us, and definitely we here at Build, Grow, and Enjoy is always willing to share because, you know, we're into the prosperity and growth. So thank you for calling in. Carlton.
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, let's get back to it. So,
okay, great.
You know, you told us a little bit about your background, how you help people financially. You know, there's a lot going on with the economy right now. So, you know, a lot of people don't have an understanding about financial planning. What is the philosophy of financial planning? And in your opinion, how important is it to have a financial plan, either if you're wealthy or you're middle class, or if you're poor? I mean, there's ways around it. It's for everyone. So just tell us a little bit how important that is.
That is a great question, Kalithia. And just to add to some of the things I said earlier, I've actually worked with over 1,000 clients. In 1998, I was the official financial planner for the National Basketball Association, where I did I did presentations to over 170 NBA players, active players, and in 1999 did presentations to over 200 retired and active players. I've had also clients such as surgeons, attorneys, et cetera, et cetera. And I tell you, the reason I mentioned a little bit more about my background is just to let you know that my clients have also a very diverse group of clientele. And whether the client be lower income, middle income, upper income, or just filthy rich, really everything that involves serious money begins with planning. I tell people all the time that if you want to be successful, you need to simply look at those who are successful doing what you want to do and emulate those individuals. And two individuals that come to my mind, number one, one of the institutions that are the most successful at managing money are insurance companies. And we all know the insurance companies are loaded with dollars. A lot of your big insurance companies now manage north of $1 trillion. Also, your successful investors would be, let's say, for example, the Fortune 400 richest Americans in the United States that you get a copy of every year on Fortune magazine. Well, what do these people have in common? What do the successful corporations and the successful individuals have in common when it comes to money and wealth? What they all have in common is they take advantage of the power of the written word, and that is making sure that you begin the process of building wealth with a financial plan and or a business plan for your business. Those two things are extremely important regardless of where you fall on the continuum of wealth.
Right. Yeah, a lot of people don't understand that, you know. Me being a planner myself, you know, they kind of like, well, I can't afford that. Like, well, if you can afford a dollar a day, you can afford a plan. So, you know, it's just, you know, I think just getting the word out there and, you know, I think it all comes just from education and just knowing. You know, it's either they don't know or, you know, they just don't want to do it. But mostly what I'm seeing is that they just don't know. So that was great information.
Yeah, and just to add to that, I will tell you one of the problems today and one of the reasons we started One Stop Financial was to bridge the gap between the consumer and the financial institution. Because what the gap is right now in America, Kalithia, is that you have all these financial institutions, you have broker-dealers, you have finance companies, you have insurance companies, you have real estate companies. And everyone, most of these companies now have strategic business units that do what the other financial institutions do. So everyone is kind of touting themselves today as being a planner. But what tends to happen is that most of your financial people tend to sell from a cookie-cutter approach, and they are pushing enormous amounts of products on the consumer. And so what we're seeing is that the consumer is pretty much investing from an emotional and sporadic type of perspective. You know, someone tells them, hey, this is a great real estate market, and so they jump into real estate. Or someone says, it's a great stock market, and so they jump into stocks. And what tends to happen is you get filthy rich companies like General Motors, which obviously they're coming out of bankruptcy with their IPO today, but they went bankrupt, and Enron and MCI WorldCom. And you also have many rich individuals that are going bankrupt because, you know, if you get the right product or service at the wrong time in the process of building wealth, then it becomes a wrong product or service for you. So in order for a service or in order for an investment to be good, it needs to be suitable for your particular situation.
You're right. Everyone is different. You can have 100 plans, and I can tell you all 100 will be different. You are absolutely right with that. Well, tell me this, Carlton. What would be some first steps that, you know, the people out here listening can take or do, you know, to change their financial situation? I mean, 2011 is coming. A lot of people are getting fresh starts, new beginnings. What are some steps that they can take when it comes to, you know, their planning and their investments?
Well, the first thing I want to mention is that one of the things that I did early on in starting my company was I started writing a book. And there's two books, but one book in particular deals with the fact that you need to follow a process. Now, there's many, many variables that one should look at, but you have to get the variables in their right perspective. Now, what I would say, first to answer your question, is that the first step for Johnny might not be the first step for Mary. So the way we recommend various steps to individuals is based on where that person is. I mean, you might already have your emergency reserves set up. you might already have your tax situation in control. You might have great credit. But one of the things I want to talk about is I'm going to give you a few of the steps in the one of the books that I'm writing, 26 Steps Towards Building Your Financial Process. And this book is based on a process, which means that, you know, step one, step two, step three. And so I'll give you a few of the steps in my book. And the first step that we talk about is having a clear view of your financial statements. This is where it begins. You need to know what your balance sheet looks like and your income statement. And quite frankly, a lot of times individuals think, well, I'm not a business, Carlton, I'm an individual. Every single individual, small business, or corporation has a balance sheet and income statement. Your balance sheet is nothing more than having a clear view of all of your assets and all of your debts, and your income statement is nothing more than your budget, and that is a clear view of your income versus your expenses. The second step is making sure that you balance your budget. This is so extremely important because the majority of Americans, Kalithia, in America that are already investing in financial services spend more money than they make. So you have a lot of Americans that are investing while they are cash poor, while they are cash flow negative. And I talk a lot about cash flow because cash flow is the basis. You should not move forward with serious implementation of investments in financial services until you are clearly able to see that you are positively cash flowing. All that means is that if you make $4,000 from your job, you need to be able to see clearly with some type of system of accountability that you spend less than that $4,000. A lot of times people don't realize this because they might make $5,000 a month and spend $4,000 of that dollars, but then they're spending $2,000 or $3,000 from their credit cards a month. So you need to be able to see clearly that you have balanced your budget before moving on to step three. Step three is what we call Band-Aid risk management. And we call it Band-Aid risk management because in the early stages of building wealth, you do not want to bombard yourself with expensive amounts of insurance before you've done a financial plan. But before you've done that financial or business plan, you cannot afford to be driving around without car insurance or, you know, existing without basic health insurance. Or if you have a family and children, you don't want to not have your basic life insurance. So we encourage everyone to at least get the cheap, inexpensive basic insurances even before doing the financial plan because you never know. You know, and that's why we call it risk management, because it is an unforeseen negative event. And I'm just going to mention two more because it's 26 steps. But the fourth step we've already talked about, and that is you have to have a plan, because the plan is what's going to help you take a few steps back with what appears to be overwhelming, and it's going to simplify everything for you. You are going to know step by step because, you know, with that financial plan should come an action plan. And if there's not an action plan, what an action plan is an itinerary of events that you're going to be doing. So it says, okay, Joe, client, in January of 2011, you will start your emergency reserves with $400 a month in ABC product, whether it's a short-term mutual fund, a short-term bond fund, or a money market fund. So every financial plan should have an action plan that, again, simplifies the whole entire process for you to build wealth. I'm going to talk about one more of these steps, and I'm going to give the floor back to you, and that is an emergency reserve. And the only thing I want to say about the emergency reserves is that our take is pretty different than most people in the United States. And here is our philosophy on emergency reserves. We recommend to all of our clients that you have 12 times your expenses, 12 times your expenses before you proceed with investing in any major cash flow generating assets. So if a client comes to me and his expenses are $10,000 a month, he has $30,000 in cash in the bank and he wants to buy a house, I'm going to say, no, Joe, it is not time to buy the house. Now, most people will balk at that and they'll say, what do you mean? He's got $30,000, he can't buy a house? What I'm going to tell Joe, Kalithia, is that, look, before we buy this house, We need 12 times your emergency reserves. You spend $10,000 a month, and you only have $30,000 in the bank, so you have three times your emergency reserves. What I will do with that client at that point, Kalithia, is lead him to opening up a corporation, and then we will get a line of credit against that corporation, because if you qualify for a house, you also qualify for a line of credit against your corporation. He will guarantee the line of credit, but what's going to happen is now when we get him a line of credit for $90,000 against his corp, which doesn't show up on his FICO score, he has $90,000 line of credit, $30,000 worth of cash. His total emergency reserve is now 12 times his expenses. So your emergency reserve doesn't have to be all cash. It can be a combination of a line of credit against your corporation as well as alongside cash. But what's important, if you think about it, after you have 12 times your expenses, first of all, any mortgage bank in America will make you a loan now for the house that you wanted to buy because you have sufficient emergency reserves. But more importantly, imagine all the people in America who are suffering from foreclosures right now. Imagine if they had had 12 times their expenses in an emergency reserves that could have been either all cash or a combination of cash and lines of credit. I'm going to stop the process there. Online, you can see my 26-step process, but I, for the sake of time, I only wanted to mention five of those steps in the process.
Right, that was good information. I am just silenced. I mean, I'm sitting here learning from you too. Yes, you're absolutely right. I mean, just awesome information. But I like to do a little shift now because everyone wants to hear. When it comes to this market and the volatility that's out there. Tell us a little bit about some of the mistakes that are commonly made when people are investing right now in the type of market that we're in.
Well, this is my hot button. I started in the business with Morgan Stanley. I did my training in the World Trade Center. And what's interesting was the first time I was scheduled to be at the World Trade was during the first terrorist attack. And that was in 1993. But this happens to be really the strongest point of what I do, and that is portfolio management. First and foremost, I will tell you that the markets are going to be more volatile than ever. We will never see, or we will have never seen more volatile of markets than we're seeing today. And the reason the markets are so volatile is because there's, the world that existed 30 years ago no longer exists. We are now in a global environment. If America goes down, everybody goes down. And this is what we're seeing with the problems that Ireland has had, with the problems that Portugal has had, with the problems that some of those countries in Europe at the brink of bankruptcy have had. It's just a spinoff, and it's just a byproduct of some of the things that we suffered here with the subprime meltdown a couple of years back. So the world is interrelated. Another thing that people need to understand of the reason that the volatility exists is that the companies now that have come out, the paradigm shift of the 1990s, was that America went into a new dimension, and we're now in a technological dimension. See, at the beginning of the 20th century, we were an agrarian form of economics, and then we transitioned into an industrial nation, and now we're transitioning into a tertiary society where services are dominating our economy. So understand that technology and service-oriented type companies are dominating our industry, and those companies tend to have very, very strong and aggressive earnings growth rates, like Google. So you're going to see more and more volatility with more companies that have aggressive growth rates. But I will tell you that I am extremely excited about the stock market. A couple of things to note. When you look historically at the markets, and I am a student of the market, there are not too many times in history, I want to say only one time in history during the Great Depression, where the market was flat more than 10 years. Keep in mind, this year, 2011, the stock market was 10,000. The Dow Jones was 10,000 about 4 months ago. The Dow Jones was also 10,000 in the year of 2000. So over an 11-year period, if you weren't doing wise investments and you were just sitting in the stock market and you bought the Dow in the year of 2000, you wouldn't have made much money over an 11-year period. But what's important to understand is to understand what motivates the market or what motivates the demand, what I call the mass hysteria for the market. What motivates that hysteria are three things. And there are 100 different variables that affect these three things. So every time you watch the news or every time you read the Wall Street Journal or the Barron's and you're reading all this information, ask yourself, how does all that information affect these three things? And the number one thing is inflation. What do we see about inflation right now? Inflation is basically very low to almost non-existent. And I think we're going to continue to see low inflation because of the global marketplace and the demand for our products around the world, okay? So I think we're going to continue to see a low inflationary environment over the next 10 years. What is the next thing that we must look at to have a healthy stock market? And that is GDP. And, of course, there are many leading and lagging indicators that dictate what's going to happen with GDP. Now, I believe, and of course the pundits and all of the economists came out about 2 months ago and said we are officially out of the recession that we were in 2 years ago, but you must have positive GDP growth, and GDP growth must be healthy. Healthy in America is anywhere between 2.5% and 3.5%. So as you begin to look at many of the variables and many of the information and news that comes through the media, ask yourself, how will it affect GDP? I think that we will have steady GDP over the next 10 years. Sure, we may have a couple of slow periods, but I think in general we will have steady GDP. The third issue will be corporate earnings growth. Now, what you're looking at here are your companies, let's say, in the S&P 500. What is the average company's earnings growth rate of the S&P 500? And if you have a growth rate, let's say over 7 or 8%, historically, in the 90s, growth rate was closer to 10%. But if you have a growth rate at least over 7.5% to 8%, then that bodes well for the stock market. If the growth rate is too low, that is not good for the stock market because then, you know, stocks as an alternative to bonds are not a good investment. So my projection on the Dow Jones, I think I have a very conservative projection, but I have been pushing that I strongly believe the Dow Jones will go to 20,000. I said 20,000. It's at 11,000 right now. I strongly project the Dow Jones will go to 20,000 by the year of 2020. So I think that we still have another 9,000 upward points on the Dow Jones over the next 9 years.
Wow. Carlton, we're going to have you back on the show again.
Oh, thank you.
We're going to have to pick your brain some more because you got a lot to share. There you have it, everyone. Carlton Lennon, the financial expert. The truth was just given to you. You can go to BillGrownEnjoy.com for all of Carlton's contact information. Thank you for coming in, Carlton. Me and you are going to talk. I want to have you back on. Are you willing to do that? I guess Carlton left.
Thank you for taking the ride with me on Build, Grow, and Enjoy. Hoping all will be successful with the information received. Tune in every Monday and Wednesdays at 3 p.m. here on WIGO 1570 The Light with me, your host, Kalithia Jenkins. Remembering, positive people do positive things, positive actions lead to positive results. Hi, I'm Kalithia, Build, Grow, and Enjoy. Every Monday and Wednesday at 3 p.m., join me on the ride of financial literacy through the eyes of the new America. Join me, Kalithia, with Build, Grow, and Enjoy every Monday and Wednesday at 3 p.m. to increase your knowledge about financial literacy on WIGO 1570 AM The Light. And always remember that someone is sitting in the shade today because someone planted a tree a long time ago.